Testing. How come all my shows are telephone conversations anymore?
Okay, they're not. Oh, I don't know, but oh. I'm going to put you on with my friend Jeff because it's illegal for me to be on.
I don't want to talk to any of your friends. I only want to talk to you. Why
He's
is that
very
so
funny and Jewish. Okay, Matt, listen to me.
You have this, you know, there's a 12-step program for people that make their friends talk to strangers all the time.
Can I get on, can you talk? Listen, he's fucking hilarious, and I gotta get on the freeway. I'm gonna get arrested. I'm on Sunset Strip.
You're driving the car?
Yes.
Why? It's illegal.
Because we're just at Hustler Hollywood seeing two of my exotic dancer friends read. It was fabulous.
Just put it on speaker.
Really?
We'll deal with it. Yeah, we'll deal with
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. Let's see how it sounds.
Don't want you to break the law.
Exciting.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I fucking hear you. What do you want?
Does it sound terrible?
It sounds okay, actually. It sounds fine.
Majin, now you're with Christopher and Eddie. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Madge.
What?
How's life? How's the daily grind? Tell us what's going on.
Well, yesterday I went to the doctor and he gave me some ointment for my hemorrhoids, and it seems to be doing remarkably better today. Also, earlier in the week, I got eaten out in a steam room again, and that's pretty much it. Oh, yeah, and I don't have a job yet, and I'm poverty-stricken, and the world is going into a depression. Yeah. And other than that, things are great. Oh, and my ass stinks.
I want to know what's in the ointment. Do you have the tube nearby?
It's hydrocortisone something or other.
Did I not tell you not to put cortisone on your ass last week? Remember?
You told me not to.
Yes, I said do not put cortisone on your ass.
And the doctor gave me some hydrocortisone, so what does that make you other than a stupid bitch?
You know what? Hmm? I'm looking out for your ass skin.
Yeah, you want me to have a thromboid hemorrhoid that explodes and causes me to die while I ride home from yoga on my goddamn bicycle.
No, I really don't. I really heard you're not supposed to put cortisone on a hemorrhoid. But maybe because it was a Gene Simmons tongue hemorrhoid, it was like a special case. I don't know.
Right. You're obviously a genius.
I am. I'm very smart. I'm a medical intuitive.
So tell me what's new with you. You were at a poetry reading or something?
It wasn't a poetry reading. It was like a reading of like erotica memoirs at Hustler Hollywood. And my fabulous friends Jillian Lauren and Anthony Crane read from their early exploits as dancers and ladies of the night. It was fabulous. The gorgeous, fabulous tattooed divas.
Beavers?
Divas. Divas with beavers.
That's wonderful.
It was really good. Whatever I'm going to think about someone getting an enema while they watched her dance at a peep show.
He made his own chart.
Yep. And the other one did a, you guys have to turn up to the mic if you want to talk.
I'm just being a guest.
No, but you can be heard. And then Jillian did a piece about her first night working as an escort, and guess who called and ordered her? Richard Bay. Do you remember Richard Bay?
No.
Why am I the only fucking person besides Jillian who remembers Richard Bay?
Who is it?
He was like this hideous talk show host. He was like the first person that like start the kind of disgusting crop that like is Jerry Springer style now. Was like always
excuse
a train
me.
Wreck with like.
Shh. Andy's on the phone. He has a phone.
Oh. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Rachel.
Andy, you have no idea how much she is annoying me right now. Not only is she not
I
at home.
I have an ideal.
What?
An ideal of how much she annoys you.
God.
I don't think you do, Andy, because she's in a car on a speakerphone with two other trannies.
Hi, tranny.
Say hi to Andy, Tammy.
Oh, hi, Andy, with the tranny.
What I find most upsetting is that they were driving home from a avant-garde poetry reading where they read erotic Craigslist ads, something Cheryl and I have been doing for the past, 4 years!
Yeah, but these girls were hot.
Seven sales.
Andy.
Hello.
Andy.
Hang up on us.
I did not hang up. Andy.
What?
Max, can you hear me?
Yes, unfortunately. But I was not talking to you. I was talking to Andy. Andy?
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Did you see how I upgraded the Cube Powder website and the now those that line is gone with the tabs?
Uh-huh, I saw it.
Do you think it's fixable, or should I just use a generic theme to replace it?
Well, I looked at it, but it's been so long since I've used Drupal, I just kind of don't remember.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So that's fine. All right, anyway, what else? Go ahead, Rachel, with your story.
Madge.
What?
Can we talk about where you were last week or what?
No. I was on a date.
Okay. How was it?
It was horrible because you know why? Ironic because, you know, we went to see a movie and it was the most depressing movie, honest to God, I've seen in my life. And I know you'll be able to guess why it's ironic unless you're a complete moron. Guess which movie it was.
Beverly Hills, Chihuahua?
Think, Rachel.
Is it in theaters now?
Yes. What?
I don't know if it's in theaters now.
Quantum of Solace.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Rachel? Rachel?
Yes, I don't know. I give up. Rachel getting married?
Yes.
Oh, Rachel getting married?
Yes. That's right.
And it was a little bit psycho, right?
It was the most depressing movie I've ever seen in my life. I wanted to slash my wrists and lay down in a pool of my own blood in the theater. It was so depressing.
I can't believe on the one night you could get, like, reprieve from me and go on a date. You have to listen to my name, like, clanging in your ears like a nightmare bell.
Exactly. It is so karmic and horrible. I can't stand it.
Was it bad, really?
It was just like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a movie critic, but like, so I can't really describe how incredibly depressing it was. But it's like, oh, my brother died. Oh, I'm a drug addict. Oh, let's blame the world at your wedding. Oh, we're dysfunctional. Oh, it's kind of like every dysfunctional family on the earth that you've ever seen. So let's just mix it up with some really, has-been actresses from Alien. And Deborah Winger, what was that awful movie she was in? Let's recycle some old hags and then mix it with some really bad Blair Witch Project camera movements. And Hannah Montana.
That sounds as exciting as shoving moonshine fruit up your ass.
What's that?
It's fruit that's been soaked in moonshine.
Do you do that?
No.
Why do you know about that?
I saw it on the internet.
Did you?
Do what?
Moonshine? Oh, that would burn.
Andy, what kind of fruit? Andy.
What?
What kind of fruit?
plums,
pears,
apples.
Because, you know, I was sticking fruit up my ass this week, but it was to chill my hemorrhoid. But I used a pear and an apple.
Well, there you go.
Really?
What did the doctor say?
Just like a frozen pear or what? Roughly?
Rachel, can't one of your friends drive the car so that we can talk on the regular phone? This is so hard to hear on this speakerphone.
Okay, listen, it's like 30 more seconds. There's a cop up ahead, and then I'm going to get on the freeway, okay?
Oh, God.
And just talk to Andy. Just talk to Andy, and I'll be right there, okay?
I hope she gets a ticket for talking on the phone. Andy, where'd you go this week?
I haven't left the house this week.
When was the last time you left the house?
Right. Are you there?
Yes.
This is much better, right?
Much better. You sound like a different man. Andy was
like
just
a whole new man.
Andy was just telling us that he hasn't left the house in a year or something.
Yeah,
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Andy. You got to get out there and mix it up with the folk, the common folk, the country folk.
Right.
There's no folk around here. I'm in the middle of the woods.
Right.
Can't you, like, borrow your parents' car or something?
No.
Do they have a car?
I don't think he would fit in it.
No, I wouldn't fit behind the steering wheel. That's right.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
Oh, Andy.
It's called Proctozone. That's the brand name. Proctozone. Hydrocortisone cream, USP 2.5%. Proctozone.
Well, maybe you don't have a hemorrhoid. Did your doctor actually say, yes, this is a hemorrhoid?
Yes. He specifically said it was a hemorrhoid with a thrombosis.
Well, I read this thing about you're not supposed to put cortisone on your hemorrhoids, and I even told you that on the air.
And you went to the medical school of what? Tibetan Ching Chong bowls?
Oh, my God, it's so fucked up.
You'll have an aspirin.
It's not good.
Yeah,
I'm sure the doctor knows what's best.
I'm just going to put a Tibetan singing bowl on it, and then that should fix it.
You should. You both need to fly out here. And then, Andy, you can come take my aerobics classes, and Chris can do a Tibetan singing bowl on your hemorrhoids.
Actually,
my hemorrhoid?
Not on yours, on Madge's hemorrhoid. You will come take aerobics class with me.
But what about my hemorrhoids?
You have roids too?
Yes.
Okay, well, both of you need to add a little bit more fruit to your diet, and not by sticking up your ass, by eating it with your mouth and letting it travel down there.
I don't have
How
any
dare you
money
blame
box
the victim, Cheryl? How dare you blame the victim? You know, that's like saying, you know, you got raped because it was your own fault. You were wearing a tight skirt.
God.
Like, we really want hemorrhoids.
I'm just trying to help you soften your stool. I'm not judging you for having hemorrhoids.
If you want to soften my stool, then send me more flake bars.
I will. You know what? Actually, we were going to get you flake bars the other day and the store was closed. It's not like I don't think about you all day and night.
Wait, hold on. Andy, what is this? I just read a comment on my last show. I want my first date to be at a laundromat. I want to put my panties on the table on the first date.
Yep.
That makes no sense. Why would you want to put your panties on the table on your first date?
So they can see how large they are and...
Well, they can tell that you're large.
So they can tell how poor I am because I can only afford crappy Walmart panties.
Right.
What kind of panties do you wear for real?
Huge.
What do they look like? I want to know.
Fruit of the loom.
Are they like tidy whitey style or what though?
No, because if I wash whites in our water here at the house, they turn orange.
Well, who cares? Nobody's going to see the panties.
I'm gay. I like to have nice, clean whites.
Right.
Do you use bleach on them?
No.
I wear really big underwear, too.
Rachel, so what else is new? We haven't spoken in 2 weeks, thank God. So what's going on?
I know. Let me think of what exciting has happened since the last time we talked. Well, I'm finally finishing up my work for school. I mean, my life is not very exciting. I've written a bunch of pages for my novel, and then I had my show last night. I had my reading, and it was really exciting. And
where can I get those Tibetan singing? But you know, I actually have a yoga teacher that uses those singing bowls, and I really like them. Where do you get those things?
Oh, listen, Chris is an expert in them. Hold on. He wants to know about where to get Tibetan singing bowls.
Tibetan singing bowls. I can send you a link. There's a really great place in Los Angeles. It's the best in the country.
Can you tell it to me, or you have to send it? You can't tell it to me?
I'm sorry?
You don't know the name of the place?
I'll tell you the link.
Yeah. And you have an iPhone, right? Can't you just click it?
I do.
But
they're one of the best places in the country because they, go to Nepal like 3 or 4 times a year and like buy thousands of bowls a time and bring them back, you know, send them back on the container ship.
Uh-huh.
And they have this amazing collection. So when I bought my bowls 3 years ago, I mean, they got a set for me. I had a set of 7. And
what the hell is
they're really
doing?
Great. I'm sorry?
Andy's from Tennessee. He has no idea what you're saying. It's like a foreign language to him. But go ahead, I'm listening.
So, and typically what you're looking for is something that's, you know, probably like 100 years old. And even though they're that age, it doesn't mean that they're super expensive. Because once the Chinese invaded Tibet in the late 50s, all the... no one knows how to make them anymore. You know what I mean? They're made by machine. So the antique bowls have got the real like amazing sounds, and this place I bought them in LA is just fantastic. You know, they're really great.
Right.
And,
so what's the name of the place?
Set you up, yeah?
What's the name of the
sorry?
Place? What's the name of the place?
It's Bonavista Trading Company.
How do you spell that?
Let me send you the link.
Okay.
And,
I don't listen.
So they're really great. And what they do is they'll listen to what you're looking for, and then they'll play you some over the phone.
Over the
and,
phone.
And, that's the only way you can really do it, you know. Not being in Los Angeles. Mm. I mean, I use them for, I have 7. And they're all for each chakra. You know, like chakra, you know, the energy centers of your body, the chakras, right? Have a musical pitch.
Which is the one for the vagina?
it'll be a C. You're looking for a C bowl. That's your root.
Yeah, the root. That's what I need, the root. The root of the vagina.
Yes. You'd be looking for a C bowl.
I got to hit the bottom.
And then you can...
A C bowl.
Lay down. Like, you get someone to play it, put it on your butt, and get someone to play it. You can play it. Get someone to play it for you.
A C bowl, like and, a cunt?
Yes. but yeah, you're looking for a C bowl for the group.
Okay.
That would work out. But I'll send you a link to them, because they're really groovy and they're cool. And the person you can speak to, her name is Shakti, and she's really great.
Wow.
And, she'll set you up.
Okay. Now, they look like, to me, they look like mortar and pestle. They look like a mortar and pestle.
Yes, they do. Exactly. They very much do that. There's been, no one is 100% sure what they've been used for historically, apart from, you know, ceremonies and for healing. But it's been told that, the Tibetans don't have a lot of stuff, right? Typically speaking. So people have theorized that they actually use them to store food and whatever in them, even to eat out of them.
Pussy.
So there is very much of a food related thing to the bowls.
I want to use mine to get pussy. Can I use my C bowl to get pussy? Like if I ring it in my... I live in a high-rise. So if I play the C bowl in the high-rise hallway, do you think I'll get some pussy?
You'd have to ask them for a vacuum cleaner slip-in.
I don't understand. Well,
and but you never know. You never know by striking a singing ball. You never know quite exactly what you're going to get. So you might be able to track quite a lot of pussy for you.
How much do they cost?
You know, they really range in price. They can range from, you know, $100 on all the way up, you know, to $400 or $500 each, depending on what you get, what you're looking for. The thicker the bowl, the more expensive they are typically. But there's such a huge price range. It really depends upon the grade and, you know, the grade and the size, you know what I mean? But going to a place like that, the place that I bought them, they're really reputable. But, you know, they've all been played and authenticated to a certain extent. So, you know, it's a pretty safe place to get them. When you go to shops or eBay or something like that, it's hard to find, it's hard to know if they're old, you know. They could be just, you know, fakes. So you could be paying, you know, hundreds of dollars for something that really doesn't sound that great. But the antique bowls have this really beautiful tone that you just can't get any other way. They have a warmness and a real beauty about them that you just don't get with a newer bowl.
And they're made out of metal or what?
They're made out of seven metals. They're made out of gold, silver, mercury, lead.
So they're poisonous. That's great. Are they illegal to import?
Yeah, but it's an alloy, right? So their appearance is that they look kind of bronze-like.
Oh, I see.
Bronze gold.
So
what happens is when they're made, they'll like get the seven metals, melt them all together, hammer them out into a flat sheet, and then hammer it out into a bowl. So when you see the bowl, I mean, it's in all the metals are, you know, it's an alloy, so it's all combined together. So they're relatively safe. I mean, when I play them, I play them all the time. I used to use a cloth on my hand and put the bowl on that because, you know, your hands get sweaty, you know. But, you know, it's all, I mean, yeah, I mean, as far as there is some sort of toxicity to that, I mean, I thought about that, but as an alloy, I'm sure it's very safe. But the seven metals give it that tone, that tonality that you just don't get if it's just one, you know, like the newer bowls are just one type of metal, you know? So there's a real difference there, and that's why you want to get the antique one. And, I mean, the bowls that I have range from 100 to 300 years old. And there's a real tonality difference the older you get, you know. Some of them are very primitive, but they have this beautiful sound. And I suppose it's because they've been played by so many people over that period of 100, 300 years or whatever.
Like the Dalai Lama.
What's that?
Like the Dalai Lama. Did he play maybe some of them?
You know, I would imagine at some point, I don't know, you know what I mean? Not what, you know, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of that stuff is undocumented, you know what I mean? Like, what they were used for and who played them. But a Dalai Lama, I would assume, at some level, point in their life, was played singing bowls. But, you know, I don't know that part of the history, because no one really knows it, you know what I mean? Up until, like, 20 years ago, you weren't getting many Westerners playing these things. And even still, you know, they're very common ornamentally, but using anything as an ornament is somewhat uncommon.
Yeah.
Just because of the nature of the fact that they're not, you know, the bowls aren't, they're manufactured to, they're just manufactured. It's very primitive. So there's no, like, way you can say that this bowl's going to be this musical pitch or this is going to be this or that musical pitch. They come out the way they come out, and that's just the way they are. Whereas the newer bowls are exactly on pitch, you know, to what pitch you're looking for. So if you're really, really strict about what musical pitch you have, the newer bowls can be much more satisfying, but they don't have that warmness and like almost like organicness that the older bowls have. So, you know, people play crystal bowls for healing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have that. They just don't have that thing that the elder bowls have. So.
Mm-hmm. Andy? Excuse me. Andy? Oh,
yeah. Yes?
What happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what the hellions are talking about.
Tibetan singing bowls, Andy.
Singing bowls?
Singing bowls.
I'm Googling.
Tibetan singing bowls. Bulls. Cheryl would say bulls.
And what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
We've been only discussing for the past hour. They play beautiful sounds, Andy. They play beautiful sounds. If you use one, which chakra, Christopher, which chakra keeps you from gaining the weight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's your, it's probably your solar plexus.
So what letter is that?
It's an F.
Andy,
solar plexus is your place of personal power.
Andy,
and typically speaking, and I don't want to generalize too much, but typically speaking, of what's believed is that, you know, if you have if you're overweight,
right? Andy's overweight,
solar plexus,
but it's not his fault.
Your solar plexus chakra is really out; it's not balanced.
Yeah,
because that's your seat of personal power, and when you put weight on, it's protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's protecting you in that area.
The fat is, or the solar plexus is?
Mm-hmm.
Your solar plexus.
Uh-huh.
It's your body's way of protecting itself.
Right.
So when your solar plexus chakra is out of alignment, then typically you have weight gain in that area. I don't want to generalize, you know what I mean? But that's what, for me as a practitioner, I would definitely say to somebody that definitely, I would look at them and go, well, your solar plexus chakra is probably out of alignment and it needs to be brought, you know, back into balance.
And does that make sense?
Your personal balance.
Do you think your solar plexus is out of alignment?
A lot of things are out of alignment when in regards to me.
What is a solar plexus? That's like the front of your chest, right?
It's below, it's between your belly button and your heart. It's right in the middle.
So it's
essentially your tummy.
Where most of the fat is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's typically where, you know, a lot of weight gain can be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't want to, that's like a generalization, you know, that's like, it's not true for everybody. But it's a good indicator that it's still a place that the sugar is in balance. So, typically speaking, when that sugar comes back into balance, you know, weight gain generally either goes away, your weight just you lose weight typically, because now your body doesn't need that protection in that area.
Right.
Now, when it comes to weight gain in other parts of your body, then it's not related to chakras.
I had a yeast infection, and also my wound was severely infected.
It's going to be your solar plexus.
Yeah.
You typically see it when you see someone that's really barrel chested. That's a real telltale
and
sign that someone.
What chested? Barrel chested?
Barrel chested. You know, they have a big bit.
A big
stomach,
dick?
But big stomach,
I discovered other infections. I had a yeast infection, and also my wound was severely infected.
So, yeah.
Andy, do you have any questions about this obesity problem and the potential solution using the letter S singing bowl?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not at this moment in time.
What's that, Andy?
Not at this moment in time.
He's skeptical, I think.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I'm going to put you back on to the lovely Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you for the information. Please send me the link for this thing. I have to ask for it for Hanukkah. I didn't know it was so expensive.
I love you.
Okay.
I love
thanks.
You, man.
You too.
Love you, Andy.
Bye.
He loves you. Too bad.
Isn't he smart?
Yeah, but I have to tell you, I played a lot of mm-hmm clips while he was talking.
Mm-hmm. He did? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That makes me happy. Mm-hmm.
You can't hear him because it doesn't work technically. It only comes out when I play the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have this new clip about where Panis woman says she had a yeast infection.
They discovered other infections. I had a yeast infection.
Uh-huh.
It's this new clip. She says, I had a yeast infection. That's pretty much my life.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try that. Rachel, what else? Talk about something boring so I can play mm-hmm while you're talking.
Okay.
I know that's
hard. I'll tell you this. Right now, I can't stop thinking about red velvet cake right at this
moment. Oh, I love red velvet cake. Stop hurting me.
You fucking love it?
I had a
yeast
infection.
Okay, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you like it when it has, like, a vanilla frosting, a whipped cream frosting, or a cream cheese frosting?
Buttercream.
I had a yeast infection.
Buttercream over cream cheese.
Well, it's supposed to have a cream cheese frosting, I believe.
Yes. That is correct.
That particular cake, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
This car has a consensus on the cream cheese frosting.
Andy, what do you think? You're the expert in eating.
I had a
cream cheese.
Yeah.
Cream cheese.
So we all agree.
Mm-hmm.
The nice piece of lox.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember Steel Magnolias when they have the armadillo cake?
No.
No.
You know what I just watched, though, before I talked to you? The Rose. Bette Midler in The Rose. I'd never seen that before.
Did you like the song, too?
Well, I didn't know. I never saw that movie. I just thought it was some dumb movie, and then I found out it was supposed to be about Janis Joplin. Who I...
You?
What?
Andy doesn't know who Janis Joplin is?
Andy, is that true?
I've heard the name.
Oh, God, help me.
Andy,
you have to download illegally Janis Joplin's albums, okay?
This whole car has to come over with torches and burn you, Andy.
No, we're not going to patronize. This one, you just have to like, because you'll like the music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had a yeast infection.
When was your last...
Tokyo Drift.
Rachel, are you on the speakerphone again?
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I just made a joke about Tokyo Drift because this car just stopped at the red light and then just sped up and blew the red light. And so I said Tokyo Drift.
I don't get it.
And then we were talking about Too Fast, Too Furious. Or one of the Fast and Furious. I think it's number 3. And our friend was the acting coach on Tokyo Drift. That's a rough job.
I love L.A. people because they're always connected to stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know.
My best girlfriend's sister-in-law's husband's wife's cunt was the editor on a show that was canceled that used to have Yolanda Page in it with Willis before he got arrested.
Okay, can we talk about Red Velvet Cake again? I hate Hollywood. It's such a boring subject. It makes me want to kill myself.
Of course we can.
Talking about Red Velvet Cake makes me want to kill myself because I don't have any.
I love it.
I know.
Oh, my God. I had 2 pieces of pizza tonight.
Mm-hmm. What kind?
Mm-hmm.
One was cheese, one was pepperoni.
Mm.
I like meatball pizza the best.
But that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. Meatball pizza with onions. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? I'm dropping Jeff off at his house right now, and I'm writing the Fertile Crescent of Porn.
What?
Mm-hmm. And I'm in lovely Chatsworth, California, the Fertile Crescent of Porn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what it has to do with porn.
Mm-hmm.
Porn. Mm-hmm. Pornography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does it have to do with porn?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is where all the porn is made. Like, this is the center of porn.
And is your friend a porno actor? Sorry, porn
no,
star.
No, he just lives mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. But you remember I used to work for ABN? I used to work for that porno mag, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I remember. You used to work for ABN, that company that bills everyone on Earth who downloads porn?
That's, I don't know. It was a horrible situation. It's not like I'm pro AVN.
They own all the gay. They're the ones that bill for all the gay porn on the internet. Those people are rich.
Probably. Andy, I went to the AVN Awards and the Gavian Awards. And, of course, the Gavians were much more fun.
Andy, do you watch gay porn?
Duh.
What's your favorite kind of gay porn?
Mm-hmm.
Fisting.
Fisting?
Fisting?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, what's that? That it's a female-to-male tranny buck.
I'm over that thing.
Buck Angel.
You know, have you watched that show Little Britain, the American one?
No, have you? Is it good?
It's very funny. I mean, these episodes are over, but you can watch it on the demand thing. And
really? We were worried it was going to be very bad.
No, it was good, and, you know, they make fun of people. So they have these two, like, guys that play He-Men, and they both get penis enlargements, and one of them, like... His penis just like, so it's like a piece of spaghetti. They just stretched it out. So it looks
nice.
Like this. And the other one got a vagina by mistake. And they show
That's
it.
Awesome.
They're in the locker room. They're like, let's see it. Okay. And it was a vagina on this
That's
big
great.
Muscle man.
I'll have to tell, hey, Christopher, Little Britain American version, Madge said is good. Yeah, they showed a man who got his penis made into a vagina by mistake on TV, and they showed the vagina.
Really?
Yeah. Right. And the other guy had his penis turned into a spaghetti string.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. Let's talk more about red velvet cake, though. Do you like it when the frosting's, like, dense or kind of, like, a little bit light and fluffy? Hello?
Oh, my God. I unplugged my preamp for a second. That was so weird. Everything's fucked, Rachel.
Oy.
My power's been fluctuating.
Really? Is there like a hurricane blowing through Chicago right now, or what?
No, it's just the Barack Obama. You know, everybody's plugging in their cameras.
I think I'm going to stop at Baskin-Robbins and get an ice cream clown cone. Do you know about those?
I'll go to hell.
Yeah, no shit.
Yes,
what a bitch.
Do.
She's just teasing us now.
It's an ice cream cone turned upside down with a frosting face.
I want a golden goose. I want a golden.
I love frozen frosting.
I had a yeast infection.
I want a golden goose.
I had a yeast infection.
I want a golden goose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why are you guys not talking?
I want
Hold
a golden
on.
Goose.
I'm playing. I had a yeast infection, and then. Mm-hmm. Well, you get ice cream and make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
All I have is fruit. Fruit.
Mm-hmm. All I have is
I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk about Nicole Kidman in Australia.
What about her?
I want to ask, what happened to Nicole Kidman's face? Did she get involved in a car accident or what? I mean, she's got all this plastic surgery. Have you seen the posters?
I don't know.
To Australia?
Oh, the movie's called Australia?
Yeah, with Hugh Jackman, the new Baz Luhrmann movie.
Ethel Merman.
You know the guy that did Strictly Ballroom and Moulin Rouge?
He knows who Baz Luhrmann is.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen
Romeo and Juliet?
You've seen the posters, right?
I'm looking for it online now. No, I haven't. Let's see.
She's all fucked up, man.
I saw her in an ad for some makeup, and she looked like she had airbrushed like crazy.
Yeah, right.
Hang on. Do you want to drive?
Say bye
without
the phone.
Yeah. Hi, Matt. It's me again. Or do you want to talk to him about Baz Luhrmann some more?
No, I'm done.
I know. I'm so over Baz Luhrmann. I could just fucking puke.
So, anyway, what else? We have to end soon because this is boring. She looks fine.
No.
I'm looking at the picture. She looks totally fine.
So she does look like a monster.
No, she doesn't.
She looks like a monster. Her, Meg Ryan, and Michelle Pfeiffer are not okay.
Who cares?
I don't care. I'm just saying I agree with Christopher. I would say she went too far. She looks like a fish or something.
Who did Barack Obama pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services?
I don't know, a black guy? A Jew.
I think it was Tom Daschle.
Yeah, it was.
No. Really?
Yep.
I just wanted to see if you knew that, since you know so much about Baz Luhrmann and Nicole Kidman. I was just curious.
You know what? I don't know shit about shit, but I'm a good person. I teach my aerobics classes. I teach my writing classes. I try to keep a smile on my face and spread some light in this world, and that's it.
Right. And about that cake?
You want to talk about cake more?
Yeah.
Can I use my GPS?
But have you... Sure, babe. Have you ever had the clown cone?
You mean a Carvel?
No, I know. I love Carvel, though. We could talk about that, too. But I'm talking about Baskin-Robbins.
I've seen it. I've never had it. I've always wanted to try it, but I never
have. It's so good. I love frozen frosting. There's a Baskin-Robbins up here on the corner, and if they're still open, it's a little late for BR out in the fucking Fertile Crescent of Porn.
BR,
but if they are still open, I'm going to get one.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to talk about Carvel? I had a Carvel birthday cake.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
What did you have?
You know what, Matt? Maybe you give me a little performance anxiety because I'm very sparkling and witty and amusing until I get on the line with you my self-esteem plummets, so I don't have anything clever to say.
Oh.
I had a yeast infection.
Well, it has been fascinating. I mean, but you're driving in a car, so it's hard to be interesting when you're driving in a car illegally.
That's not true. You've done long shows driving in your car, and so have I.
I had a
yeast infection. And did you have an informative conversation with Christopher about the Tibetan singing bowls?
Very much so. Andy enjoyed it even more than me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All you guys want to talk about is politics, but you don't want to talk about Tibetan singing bowls.
I don't want to talk about politics. I was just curious.
I don't know shit about shit.
I just wanted to know.
I don't know anything. I'm a fucking failure of a human.
No, that's not true.
I don't know
you know
going
about
on.
How you know that Nicole Kidman had plastic surgery.
Actually, I didn't know that until Christopher started pointing her out in billboards to me.
Oh, now you're going to blame it on the boyfriend. Next thing you're going to get divorced and you're not even married yet.
No, I'll never fuck that up. He's the only good thing in my life. He's the best thing ever that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
Yeah.
Seriously, he's so nice to me. You would not believe it.
Does he eat your pussy?
You know how I talk so much and it's like so annoying?
I have no idea about that.
Well, you know what? He's like, oh no, love. It's just a little song. It's just a little bird singing your song. I love how you talk so much. I mean, he accepts me for who I am, even like things everybody in the world hates.
I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I'm not going to divorce him.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see my mother. She says hello.
Not your father?
No, and my father.
And your sister?
And my sister, and my other sister, and my brother, and all their fucking people they're fucking, and the babies they make from fucking.
And is the sister with the big lips there? Because you said you had a sister that also has big pussy lips.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I had a sister. I don't have big pussy lips. My pussy lips are perfect. But yes, that's Ari, and she'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say we had big pussy lips. What I said was that long underwear is not comfortable.
What was it that about her sister that Cheryl was noticing?
We were talking about thong underwear and how your pussy lips get like uncomfortably caught when you're running or teaching aerobics.
Right, and you said that your sister has big lips like you, lips.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Isn't that what she said, Andy?
A big deformed pussy. Mm-hmm. But Chris liked it.
Where were we?
Mm-hmm. I don't have to have a pussy everybody in the world likes. I only need Chris to like it.
Why do you assume that having big lips is a bad thing? I don't get that at all. Like, that's so sexist. Like, on men, when you have a big penis, that's supposed to be a good thing. And in females, that directly translates that same
organ directly translates into layups. So why is it bad to have big layups? It means if you were a man, you'd have a big penis. Does your dad have a big penis?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't remember. And he hasn't fucking waved it in my face since I was like 8 or 9.
What about your brother?
I have no idea. I would assume that because they're Jews, they have nice big cocks. I don't know what to tell you. I'm getting nauseous. I can't talk about this.
I'm just trying to I'm trying to make a point that bad. You're the one that assumes that bad. That big lips are bad. I like big lips. Yeah, I'm a lesbian. I like big lips.
You do not. You said that my vagina was deformed looking.
I did not. I never said it was deformed.
Yes, you did.
I said it looked
like
a Venus
that we
mound. Well, I was grief-stricken when I made those videos. You can't expect me to be normal. And plus, I was looking at your pussy.
Go straight. Well, just go straight, babe. Sorry, just go straight. I'm sorry. I almost made him crash the car because I was looking at Baskin-Robbins.
That was a very strange situation. I mean, we were there for my girlfriend's funeral. The room was filled with steam for some reason.
I mean, it's steamy, I think.
That was an awful time. And, you know, the whole time it's going on, you know, the pod show people are calling me saying, oh, you have to advertise GoDaddy. You have to make a GoDaddy video. I'm like, okay, well, excuse me for just a minute while my girlfriend dies of cancer, and then I'll finish your videos for you. Jeez. And then once we get GoDaddy to sign up with us, we'll just not use you anymore and give it to some fucking cunt. Anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Can you hold on?
I had a yeast infection.
I could have told you how to drive, but you wanted to use those things.
I had a yeast infection.
Why don't you do what she said?
I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
And then turn left.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, sorry.
Don't be.
Dull Brea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a yeast infection.
Dull Brea.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite
reception.
Okay.
Is that what you
guys? I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back. Okay. Can I call you back?
You can't. I have to call you because I'm on the Skype.
Okay. Can you call me in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah. Andy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I want to call her back. Why do I have to call her back? I can hear your scroll wheel.
Yeah.
Andy, do you think you can fix that template or will it take too long? I don't care. Never mind.
I can look into it. I just had other things to do tonight.
Because I loaded the Get Firefox theme and I kind of souped it up. But that's how it used to be and the colors are fucked.
Mm.
What are you scrolling on? Scrotums?
I'm getting stuff for the album art for today's.
I hope it's mean. It needs to be mean. Did you see all that album art Chris Weigel made? He's trying to get me to post pictures of it. He spends a lot of time on it. Did you see that stuff?
No.
Let me send it to you. Well, actually, Cheryl put it in one of the comments. Let me see. She's like, why aren't you using Chris's beautiful album art? I think it was from the show with Berbatia. Yeah, it was. If you look on the comments for the show with Berbatia,
okay.
Then there's a Cheryl comment after Steve Harris's comment and says, Madge is a whore. Chris Weigel came up with some beautiful album art for her and she refused to use it. Now click on the link. It's fucking disgusting. None of those can I use. I mean, those are disgusting. Really? I mean, I can't even look at that.
Gross.
It's disgusting. What am I, a urine bag? And then there's that, I don't know if that's a pussy.
Oh, God, I only saw it for a brief second. I can't get it out of my head.
See, this is where Cheryl and Chris Weigel think people can look. I can't even look at that, and I'm disgusting. I eat pussy.
Gross.
What are you scrolling?
I'm looking at red velvet cake pictures.
God. Well, I don't blame you. Let's find this dumb bitch again. What's her name?
Oh, well, never mind. I'll see you later.
What?
I was going to call you earlier, but I need to talk to you about something later.
Something off air.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm calling this creature from the lapsed... Creature from the lapsed lagoon. Is this the creature from the lapsed lagoon? Ugh. Why do I have to call? Oh, because she's going to the...
Okay.
Are you done?
Hello?
Are you done? Did you crash?
Yes.
What happened?
No, we got a little bit lost in the Fertile Crescent of Thorn, but now everything's all better.
See, those fucking GPSs...
I felt badly because I think everything's my fault, but it wasn't my fault. Chris wasn't mad at me. I just get worried.
GPSs do nothing but get me lost.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They're horrible. They make no sense because you lose your natural sense of direction with that dumb bitch.
Exactly.
Turning in 30 seconds. Just, yep. It's like, look at the fucking building. Oh, that shit drives me fucking crazy. Like, I was in a car with my mother, and I wanted to go, so we went to Leona's, this restaurant with it. And I know exactly where this place is. I lived in Chicago for 100 years. And she says, tell me the address so I can put in the GPS. And I'm like, why? I know where it is. She's like, just do it. And I do it, and then, of course, it's telling her all this fucked up shit. I'm like, look, first of all, it says that's Sheridan Road. That is not Sheridan Road. I don't know why it would want you to go there. And I don't understand why it's wrong, considering that there's like 90 million people that live in this city. And you'd think that they would have enough experience that they could put it into the fucking GPS correctly.
I know.
So...
we're all just getting brain damaged. Mm-hmm. It's so lame. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this really good book right now. Have you heard about Sharp Teeth?
No.
It's fucking hot. It's so
your vagina?
Good.
You're talking about your vagina?
No, not vagina dentata. It's different. It's about werewolves. And I know that sounds like what? But it's smoking hot. It's like a werewolf novel. Set in L.A., and it's all in verse. Not rhymed verse, don't worry, but, like, really good free verse. And it's so good. And there's this whole part where one of the female werewolves is going off about how we're all so fucking retarded now from all our technology and, like, how we have no memory anymore. And isn't it ironic that we call shit memory, like, our phones remember our phone numbers and our GPS tells us where to go and we're all fucking retarded at this point.
I like underwerewolves.
Like what?
I like underwerewolves.
Underwerewolves?
Underwerewolves.
Oh, underwerewolves. That's hot.
And you know what else I wanted to tell you? I forgot. The microphone I use when I record, like I'm using it right now, I was watching a documentary about the band Radiohead, and they all use the same microphone I have to sing with. And I've never seen this.
Really?
I've never seen this microphone used for singing because it's like a broadcast announcer mic. It's an Electro Voice RE27, and it's very common in radio because it's a dynamic mic. It's not a condenser, which means it's really not for. Oh my God, my fucking thing is beeping.
What thing?
The thing that gives me power. Oh. I hope it doesn't just crash the whole computer. Hold on. God damn it. Hold on.
I'm holding.
I'm going to stop this for a second and save it in case this computer crashes.
Okay, yeah, that would suck if we lost this gem.
Oh, you know what? It's not. It's not going to because I plugged. I hate technology. Like,
I know. Technology is fucking us up. We're fucking retarded.
It's beeping. I need a fucking. It's a UPS. It's supposed to back up your shit, and then it has a battery that fucking dies?
Yeah. Mine's about to die, but I can't afford the $80 to buy a new one.
Oh, hell, if I can.
Andy, you're still there? I thought you must have hung up.
No, he likes boring things. But I took out
all
this
shit. All of a sudden, you start talking about a battery, and he's, like, alive again.
The thing's going to fucking... Stop beeping! Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop and then say.
Andy, you've got to read Sharp Teeth, okay?
Stay there, people. Stay there. Okay.
With cream cheese swirls.
I can't believe you're still talking about Red Velvet.
Listen, I thought of something brilliant while you were gone. What if we should invent, we'll be rich, Red Velvet ice cream with frosting clumps in it.
Yeah.
I think it's done been done.
That's what Cold Stone does.
But they don't have red velvet flavor. You're missing my point.
Yeah.
And they don't have any frosting clumps you can put in your ice cream.
Oh. All right. Let's do that then. You know, let me fly out to L.A. We'll write a business plan. We'll write a business plan and we'll get it done. Let's knock
get
this
it
out.
In.
Let's knock this thing out.
Like okay, Liz, you want to hear another great line from Sharp Teeth?
Yeah.
There's these two cops in it, and they find this guy. I don't want to give too much away. Spoiler alert!
Everybody's paying attention.
But there's a suicide by putting a gun in his mouth and shooting himself in the mouth, and they call it a little eat and sleep. Isn't that good? I love suicide slang. It's so funny.
I'm going to end this show because this UPS is making me nervous. And even though it sucks, we've been talking for 55 minutes, which is really plenty.
It does count for something.
Okay. Hang on the line, though. We're going to end, and then I need to tell you something off the air.
Okay. I can't wait. I love that
Just
stuff.
Just a sex cunt. Hold on. Bye, Rachel. Thanks for being on the show, but stay on the line.
Okay, well, I promise. Thanks for having me, even though I suck.
Okay.